We are joined here in the Media Center with the Funny Car number one qualifier, Courtney Forrest. She secured the top spot with her fourth qualifying pass of 3.927 seconds at 326.40 miles per hour. Courtney, talk about your success you found in that last pass.
Yeah, I mean, we've had some decent passes throughout qualifying, to get us in the top half of the field. We had a little bit of trouble keeping it on all eight cylinders. We kept kind of slowing down at the top end in Q3. We had a hole out about half track. So, get out of it early and you kind of lose out on that run. So it was great. I was saying to my crew chiefs, we got to see what we can do. Hopefully we can keep it on, all eight cylinders and get down there and we'd have a pretty good pass because we were looking at our incremental times and we knew it was going to run solid if we could just get it there. So proud of my guys. I mean, this is a track coming out to the four wide. Bruton Smith has done a phenomenal job making these lanes great, each and every one of them. So for the crew chiefs, the teams, and the drivers, it's awesome to come to a track like this. And it's exciting for the fans. It gives them an opportunity to come out here and watch a four wide over on the West Coast for those that couldn't make it over to Charlotte. So it's great to be out here. This is a track that I think could possibly be a nightmare for crew chiefs, but it's also at the same time a track where you can really see them flex their muscles. And I think it's awesome to come out here. I mean, they get one shot on each track, on each lane throughout qualifying. And for, Brian Corradi and, Dan Hood to go out there and do something and throw down on that last pass was pretty awesome. I was a little worried about my parachutes at the top end with the wind, but we got it all handled, got them out, and had a great run. So just really proud of my guys for Advanced Auto Parts team. We have CarQuest on board this weekend for Chevrolet, for Peak, for Auto Club, and Monster Energy. It's a great start for the weekend for us, and it's a great start on a new track for the four wide. It definitely feels good going into race day, in that top spot. And hopefully we can make it, repeat like we did in Phoenix, had the number one qualifier there and were able to take home the win. So that's what we're going to try to do tomorrow.
Yeah. Any questions from the media?
Yeah, you qualified number one a lot last year. You've done it again twice this year. Does it feel different this year, having with the way your team's been running?
It does. These cars are my favorite, by the way. It's awesome. Like you said, we had a lot of number one qualifiers last year and weren't able to take home the win. Sorry. I love it. We weren't able to take home the win last year, but to be able to come out this season, it feels great working with Corradi and Hood. And being able to go number one in Phoenix and then to take home the win that weekend, I think really goes to show that we've got something going on that's different this year. Makes me feel confident as a driver that I've got a really great team behind me. We showed that we had a consistent race car last year, but now we're taking it all the way this season, and we showed that at Phoenix, Arizona. And hopefully we can show it again tomorrow.
Bobby?
You remember back in 07 or 06 when Mike Ashley was running Funny Car, Corradi was his crew chief, and they said, then the world's fastest speed record.
Hey, well then maybe we can do it again. I mean, Karate's just, honestly, he's a phenomenal crew chief. I love working with him. It's great. I'll joke around with him, and he acts like a second dad. Like, he's so protective and like almost scared to send me out there. I'm like, I'm fine. Let's do this. Let's get that top spot. We're gonna be great. It's so awesome working with someone that you can tell cares and is, such a family man. And, his wife Jackie's out here this weekend. It's just so great to be working with someone like him who's close to Dan Hood, and they do such a great job working together. So it's a lot of fun. Everybody on my Advanced Auto Parts team, we're just out here having fun, and it's great to be here doing the four wide. But like I said, it's a tricky track. I'm not going to lie. I mean, we laid down a solid number in lane one. And we only had one shot at each lane throughout qualifying, just like everybody else. But so it's going to be a tough race day tomorrow for sure. There's a lot of, great teams out there, a lot of great cars making some good passes. So we'll see what we can do. Hopefully we can do some damage at the first four wide in Vegas and take us home a win. We're going to do our best.
Have you realized just how aggressive he is as a tuner?
He is. And, that's what every driver wants. You want an aggressive tuner. But I think he's smart aggressive. It's great working with him. He analyzes everything and it's just, he just does a great job. It's awesome to be able to be in the seat of that car and to be comfortable as a driver. Sometimes you can be working with teams or see teams from afar and you're like, man, I don't know if I'd I'd get in that car right now. It's, you know, but with karate, it's just been so much fun because, you know, he talks with me. We communicate really well. With Dan Hood, we all just work together as a team. We have fun with it. And, yeah, I mean, he does such an awesome job with this car and makes it consistent. And, you know, that's what we need going into race day. We need a consistent race car if we want to take out the other teams.
With all the things that happened to your team this year, Brittany's crash, your dad's blow-up, Robert's blow-up, and Gainesville, how have you kept your emotional keel even?
Well, trying. No, it's, I mean, this sport, I knew coming into it. I mean, you know what can happen. It's definitely a lot harder when you watch your family go through it weekend after weekend after weekend. So that comes a little bit, you know, it's a little bit of a struggle, but, you know, it's, you got to suck it up, get in the car, and you know, Dad taught us, you know, we know what can happen with these race cars, and he doesn't like going through it, but, you know, his team has done a great job. Look at how well the Peak team has done this weekend. I mean, I think they've got it figured out, and, you know, he's feeling comfortable in that race car, and it's great to see it. But, no, I mean, it's a struggle. This is not only a physical sport, it's a, you know, mental sport as well. So, as a driver, you just got to, you know, learn from it, hopefully work with the team, and then, you know, get yourself comfortable and kind of block everything else out and just focus on your own car and your own team and getting it down there safe.
All right. Thank you. Best of luck tomorrow.
Thank you.